Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken. Welcome back, guys, to episode 2 of the Far From Shore podcast. I'm your host, Brayson. So how's it going? Here in Colorado, we just got dumped with snow. Starting on Wednesday night, we had just the most craziest snow. Especially that, you know, Puck's Donnie Phil said that it'd be early spring. I mean, it might be. I mean, snow is really good for the rivers here in Colorado. But yeah, it was crazy. I was on the ambulance. We got stuck there a couple times. Had to use the backboard of a stretcher to, because we didn't have a shovel, so we had to get ourselves unstuck. We had a two-wheel drive ambulance, and we got unstuck. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. What else is going on here? Nothing really. All right, let's get into it. So kind of want to talk to you about just what's going on in the Kraken world today. A lot of talks right now about captaincy, and you know, the Krakens have been captainless since the inaugural season. The first Seattle captain was the defenseman Mark Giordano. Giordano was traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs and never played in the second season. So with all this hype behind Eberle trying to become the Kraken second Kraken captain, I really want to see it. I do want to see a captain for sure, but I don't know if it's Eberle. There's a lot of hype behind him. He just extended his contract for another 2 years, $4+ million annually. Do you think he's going to be next? We'll see. So right now, the Kraken have four alternate captains. We got Eberle, Gordo, Larson, Schwartz, two of which are one of my top picks of the potential captains. So I got four potential captains coming from me. We got Jordan Eberle, who's, you know, the favorite right now. Vince Dunn. Who doesn't love Dunn? He's a stand-up guy. He should be definitely a captain. I could see that happening. Yanni Gourde, which is my pick. And then a long shot, an honorable mention, I believe Oliver Bjorkstrand could be the next captain of the Kraken. So, like, what exactly is the role of an NH captain? So I went to Google and found out. So according to Google University, the captain is the player designated by a team as the only person authorized to speak with the game officials regarding rule interpretation when the captain's on the ice. I mean, that can't be the only attribute that a captain does, right? I mean, they can't just have captain and be able to talk to the refs like, hey, that was not a high stick. Or like, hey, my buddy just got hit with a high stick. I mean, I think that should be like a double minor or some stuff like that. So I found other attributes, I mean, that, you know, contribute to being a good captain. Google also said communication, decision-making, team-oriented, inspiration. I don't know about that. And then leadership. But I added a few more attributes to the list. However, I think being just an absolute dominance on the ice, like a good presence of a person would definitely be a good captain, as well as I think aggression. Aggression should be, you know, a part of that. And some of these guys do have that on the list. Some of these guys don't. But, you know, this isn't that end-all and be-all kind of attributes. But I think that should be taken into consideration when picking the new captain of the Seattle Kraken. All right. So first on the list, Jordan Eberle, the favorite, the hype man. 1,000 games. Right now, Eberle plays as a right winger and has been a part of the Kraken back in the inaugural season of 2021. Since then, he's kind of racked up 221 games, 55 goals, and 89 assists. some things that I see definitely from Eberle, he's kind of lazy on the ice, no sense of urgency. I don't see any presence of him like on the ice at all. I call him the lazy dog. I'm sorry, Eberle, if you're listening to this, you're still a dog. You know what I'm saying? He's in the first line. Sorry, speech impediment, but he's in the first line. So people see something in him that, I kind of don't, but I don't think he has that presence on the ice. There's no sense of urgency. I don't see a lot of fight in him. He definitely is a good assister. He has Maddie on his side, and then occasionally there's what else? Tatar on his team, on team one, line one, pardon me, possibly. Who else is on his line? Who else? I'm not sure who else is on his line, but he's definitely broken out. Score-wise. But, I don't see him being the captain. I know there's hype behind him. He's a nice guy, but I don't think he really contributes to the team all that much. So, second on the list, we got Vince Dunn, the Dunnertaker. Who doesn't love Dunn? Right now, Dunn plays as a defenseman alongside the big cat, Larson. Larson right now is our alternate captain. He's been playing with us since the beginning as well, coming out of a stellar career at the Blues, gaining a Stanley Cup. That's a huge thing. I mean, I think being a captain in the Seattle Kraken, somebody should lead the charge, at least with one Stanley Cup. They know exactly what it takes to be put their name onto the cup, and I think that someone like that should lead the team. Dunn has racked up 11 goals this season and is the leading defenseman goal scorer of our team. And Dunn also leads the entire team in assists this season. So Dunn definitely has like that decision-making capabilities. He has quite a snipe. He's definitely like put us up one, leading into the games. So I think Dunn's a great choice for sure. He has a massive presence on the ice. I mean, he's not afraid to throw down fucking gloves and just start hammering on people. He's not a stranger to any of that. So I think that when he's on the ice, definitely put the captain patch on it for sure. So, another thing. I mean, if history is going to, repeat itself, why not have a defenseman again as a Kraken's team's, the Kraken's captain? I mean, we could do it. We could definitely do it for sure. I mean, I think Dunn is definitely one of the top choices for sure. And he's out right now. So we'll see when it comes back. Dunn doesn't really come back. Like, he goes on injury, he comes back, and he's the same guy. He plays the same way. So he's definitely consistent. So I think Dunn is definitely the second choice of being the next captain of the Seattle Kraken. And number three, my choice, Gordo, Yanni Gord. I think Gordo's him. In my opinion, the best center on the roster. Gordo has two cups. He's coming from the Tampa Bay Lightning dynasty, where he won back-to-back Stanley Cups. We got a hold of him in the inaugural season and has been an absolute menace on the ice since. I mean, his goals and assists this season doesn't really affect the way he's been playing. He's made 8 goals and 17 assists since playing, I don't know how many games actually. But as of right now, even after the Caps game, he has 8 goals and 17 assists. Gordo's definitely a presence on the ice. He likes to chirp a lot. But when he takes the ice, there's some sort of aura around him. He skates fast, he creates chances, and he breaks away. And his breakaway capabilities are insane. He could break away. The only thing, he just can't close out goals. But he's also not afraid to throw down gloves. He makes a lot of enemies on a lot of teams. Probably every team, there's at least an enemy, except probably for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, it's where he got his cups. So, I mean, he's a great player. I've noticed a lot too. Like, he likes to stay hit case a lot towards the ref. So giving him the captaincy will allow him to be able to freely engage in combos with the stripes. I mean, his line is with Bjorken and Tolvanen right now, has a shooter's mentality, and him being unselfish as he is, he could dish off a lot of assists to those guys. Tolvanen and Bjorkstrand are goal scorers, and right now he's not, but he can be. And I think he's definitely him. He should be the captain of the Seattle Kraken for sure. And the last guy here on my list of who should be captain, it's kind of a long shot, and my honorable mention is Oliver Bjorkstrand, a.k.a. the Maestro. Oliver Bjorkstrand, like Eberle, plays as a right winger and started playing for us in the second season. I believe we acquired him from the Columbus Blue Jackets, where he helped the Blue Jackets make it to the playoffs. And he has playoff experience, is what we need, definitely need in the guy. Since playing for the Kraken, he's played 145 games, made 37 goals, and racked up 54 assists. Bjorkstrand made it into my consideration list, kind of just due to the fact that he's calm, cool, and collected when he plays. Bjorkstrand definitely has some ice presence on him as well. Whenever he takes the ice, everyone looks at him because he's such a prolific goal scorer for us. His motions are just fluid, and he could shoot laser beams. He's pretty consistent right now. He's second in the team with 17 goals and second in the team with 29 assists, I believe. So I believe he does have some attributes that could make him a good choice and good contender that will help his campaign to be a captain for us. He can make goals, which the Kraken need right now, and he could show us that he has decision-making capabilities just due to he's second on the list for the most assists on the team. Just the hesitation that I have with Bjorkstrand being the captain is that I'm just concerned that because he's the maestro, I don't want him to mess up his little mojo he's got going on, just goal scoring. And it's just kind of just what we need right now. We need more goals. The defense has been very, very, very good. We have a brick wall for both of our goalies, but we just can't put the puck in the back of the net. So honestly, guys, that's my top four choices of who should be captain. And let's talk about alternates. So we can have up to two alternates for sure. And if I had it my way, in a perfect world, if Yanni becomes captain, I would expect Eberle to continue being the alternate. The second choice for me for the alternate would be Dunn. I see a lot of potential in other players. There are other players who have gone to the Stanley Cup before. Possibly Burakovsky could make the captain spot. I'm sorry, the alternative captain spot. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Burakovsky has two titles with two different teams, so he could definitely lead us into another victory. I mean, if he could win one more Stanley Cup with like a third team, that'd be great. So yeah, Burakovsky and Jordan Eberle for sure, and possibly Dunn. So guys, let's get right into it. Let's go over the most recent game against the Capitals on Thursday night. The Seattle Kraken took on the Capitals in what basically was a must-win game for us. Both teams are both fighting for a wildcard spot to make the playoffs, but even more so for us. We're 9 points ahead out of the playoffs, and unfortunately the game ended in a 2-1 loss. The Kraken came into this game with a bad loss to the Golden Knights, which pushed us in a loss of 3 so far, while the Caps are coming off a game where they got beat by the Oilers 7-2. So we could have won this game, you know. The Caps had no breaks. It's They went straight to Seattle and started playing us. They seemed tired. They got whooped. I mean, it was set up for us pretty well. So in period one, the Kraken started off with a goalie changeup. Finally got to see Joey Decord come out. We had one power play throughout the first period, which was relatively just starting off after the puck drop. Was a roughing on Gordo. But the power play led to really much nothing. We had a pretty good energy and pace throughout the period, but we ended up with a 0-0 period. My standout guy was Burakovsky. He was looking loose out there. He wasn't afraid to slip into the zone, and he was letting stuff rip through the cage. I think he knows that he has history at Washington. It's his old team. He wants to prove himself. He's been injured for a while, and he's coming back. He's looking good. But period one just ended up just being a 0-0 period. And then period two started, which is where I think we lost the game there. There was an early 4-on-4 play with two minors on both sides within 2 minutes of each other, which was lackluster, which led to no goals. It would seem that our possession game was weak. From what I saw, the Caps dominated our D zone. It was hard to clear the puck for us. You know, they're forcing us to pass along the sideboards. We couldn't get the puck into the most dangerous zone right in front of the goalie. And then Joey Decord gives up a crazy goal for the Caps to head off to the scoring. We all know that Joey loves to leave the net from time to time. He's a very active goalie, and it plays to his strengths and gives him the reputation of a brick wall. But Joey tries to clear the puck down the ice and ends up hitting it off a Caps player and bouncing into our net. It was extremely unlucky, and I think it gave goal... not the Golden Knights, the Capitals, just something to fight for. They didn't seem weak at all, but they're fighting for every puck. But I think that Joey, it was a huge mistake on his part, and he could have cleared it a little bit more to the left, but it ended up just hitting him, and they got a goal. We didn't look good on possession either that entire game. We didn't look dangerous at all. There was no goals from that. And period two ended up in a 1-0 score. Period three, we had a lineup change. I noticed that Tatar dropped from the first line and was replaced by Yamamoto. That surprised me a little bit. I don't recall a time where Yamamoto and Matty Beniers were both on the same line together all season. But I think I might be losing my memory. But I think that's the right call. I mean, Yamamoto's a really good goal scorer. He scored, I think the last time he scored was, we were in the, not power play, guys, what do you call that? Went at the end of the game, overtime. He had a shootout goal, which led us to a win against someone, I can't remember. There's another line change. We saw McCann and Burakovsky and Bjorkstrand take the ice, and I think that's awesome. I like seeing that attacking prowess. We got a power play run, and we ended up scoring a goal by Bjorkstrand. But we would eventually lose the game to a Burakovsky misread drop pass to Tanev, and a Caps player reading that and breaking out and just dumping it into the net right behind Joey Decord. So it was an ugly loss for sure. We needed the points. The Caps are on their run for trying to get a playoff spot, but we needed it more for sure. It was a completely winnable game with us giving the Caps the two goals. It would have been just, it would have been awesome. It would have been a 1-0 game if we didn't give them the two goals, but I mean, who knows? The Kraken were missing Dunn and Schwartz this game. I feel like if Dunn were to be in the lineup, we would have just made it a 2-0 game. Dumb just sniping it off of the blue line, but unfortunately we lost it, and we're on to the next one. So what's next, guys? We have 17 more games left this season. Statistically, we aren't out yet. We need people in the Central Division to choke a lot, for sure, and I want to keep it positive until we officially get that reading, or somebody tells us, who's definitely a lot smarter than me, and that's not saying a lot, that the Kraken are officially out of the playoff contention. So we have Nashville Preds coming up. Saturday night. They've proven themselves to be a top conference challenger, and I'm not really excited for that game because the way we've been playing, it's not good. We've lost four in a row now, and there's only 17 games. So let's just keep on fighting for the wild spot, guys, all right? Let's keep it positive. Also, you know, reach out to me. Who do you think should be captain? Will it be Eberle, or are we going to be surprised and like see somebody else get it? So, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Until next time, Squids, don't give up the ship.